It's kind of like speed dating almost, but I guess for a job.
32 tables, and you just kind of go from table to table and rotate. So it's basically speed dating.
Yeah, let's call it meet and greet, gauge, and grade. Welcome to the draft process, rookies. And it is a process, especially if you're a quarterback. Paul Calvisi on azcardinals.com. Look, if you're a legit prospect, you will get tested. There will be blood because before teams pick a quarterback, they pick them apart.
You're running the slant one time. You got to complete it. You got to run the right route. If you don't, sorry. It's kind of the business we're in and what we signed up for.
And as a quarterback, you got to have everything straight. You're the general of the offense. You got to keep everybody in line, and it's your job to know everybody else's job. So details, notes, just being very diligent and doing the little things right, that starts with the quarterback, you know, on any team.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if you're not a big name and you're didn't go to a big school like Kyle Auletta out of Richmond. If you can play, you will play in the NFL. They'll find you and invite you to places like the Senior Bowl. Again, especially if you're a quarterback.
The NFL is going to scout you as fairly as everyone else, and they're going to look at the player first, not the competition. So I think that's what guys like Carson Wentz has helped happen. So I think they're going to look at who the player is and whether they can make that transition to the NFL.
And look at Mike White, the measurables certainly say he can make the transition. He's 6'4", big arm talent. He was a high school All-American pitcher with a 90-plus mile-an-hour fastball. 2 years ago, as a junior at Western Kentucky, over 4,600 yards passing, 37 touchdowns, just 7 picks. But the NFL, they want to know more, much more.
That I can handle the NFL playbook. I can call a play in the huddle. I've operated under center before. I can make the certain checks at the line. I can mic point, all those good things that come along with making that transition from college to the NFL.
I think that's, hey, do you think you can play, you know, play at a high level with the big dogs? And I feel like I can, and I feel like that's why I'm here, you know, really to prove myself and prove that I belong.
And to start the offseason, Auletta did just that. The three-year starter at Richmond had 3 touchdown passes in the second half of the Senior Bowl and was named game MVP.
Look at the throw by Auletta. And Chark, who's having himself a day as well, runs away from everyone.
Just control the things I can control, like where I went to school, and people always say that. Do you feel like you got, you know, a chip on your shoulder? Yeah, I do. I mean, throughout college, maybe, you know, I wanted to prove to those people who passed on me that hey, I'm a quarterback that you should have taken.
And hey, if NFL evaluators are looking for confident quarterbacks this year, well, there certainly appear to be plenty to choose from.
And they were just asking, what's the formation? Go meet, like, walk them through everything. So from the line calls to the routes to what are their rules and everything that we could possibly think of.
Is that nerve-wracking?
No, not if you know your offense. Yeah.
I'm just here to play football. I'm here to show that what I can do and interview well and just show the teams that I'm the right guy for them and that I'm a franchise quarterback.
And finally, no matter how critical this evaluation process, no matter how invasive the personal questions become, you know what? There's one thing this process will never be. School.
You know, it's been fun. You get to learn different concepts, and you know, it's all ball. You don't have to focus on doing any more papers in your college career, so you get to focus on, you know, doing something that you really love. So I really enjoyed it. Like I said, you're talking football all day, so there's nothing better than that.